cases worldwide. The U.S. government's response has congressional Democrats disagreeing with President Donald Trump that the virus has been contained within the United States. Reuters' Adam Reed reports the World Health Organization warns countries to be ready to respond quickly when the virus arrives.
Speaking from Geneva, WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier drew a comparison to Italy's own outbreak, the biggest in Europe, where he says the response was pretty strong. Iran, meanwhile, has the highest number of coronavirus deaths outside China, where the virus emerged in December, and more than 2,600 have died. That country's own deputy health minister and a member of parliament have tested positive for the coronavirus, as the death toll there rose to 16.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Fears of coronavirus transmission have waylaid two cruise ships and sent stocks plummeting for multiple cruise lines. VOA correspondent Mariama Diallo reports.
The seemingly inexorable spread of the coronavirus is taking a toll on cruise operators and airlines as people rethink travel plans. Dr. Ross Klein spoke to VOA via Skype.
Kind of gave the industry a black eye with the number of canceled sailings because of Asia no longer being accessible. And then the number of passengers that may be canceling or that are not booking because of the fear of getting ill. And that'll have it could have a long-term effect.
Cruise companies' stocks have fallen sharply, some by as much as one-third in recent weeks. Royal Caribbean Cruises and Carnival Cruise Line say cancellations will drag down their earnings this year. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Democratic presidential contenders are prepping for Saturday's South Carolina primary. They got in one final debate Tuesday night.